Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our daily wrap-up. My name's Tom. It is good to be with you on this very cold, frigid December morning here at the Balance Studios. I'm looking out, and I'm telling you what, I think I see a duck frozen in my pond out there. Not quite sure. Hey, guys, the question is the Colts ready? Is the Colts ready to do battle with the Titans tonight? Want to hear your thoughts on that? You can certainly post your comments on Facebook on the Balance fan page. Also, our website is up and running, thebalanceonline.com. We're a work in progress, so just keep that up. Kevin's not going to be able to join us today, so it's yours truly doing the solo act with you for the next 15 minutes. We are wrapping up today's sports. As I mentioned, the Indianapolis Colts do battle against those Titans. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I mentioned this a little bit yesterday, who would have thought at the beginning of the 2010 season that the Colts and the Titans would be where they're at right now?
Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling.
Telling me. And here's the thing. I mean, I do not know what has happened with the Indianapolis Colts. They have taken a turn. It's a combination of a lot of things, I think. Peyton Manning hasn't been able to slow down and spend some time with his receivers and running backs in the backup, because really I don't think anybody expected to have these kind of injuries. Number two, I don't know that Peyton has he lost his mojo, guys? Now, I'm not Colt bashing here, so don't give me a call and say, you guys are always Colt bashing. No, I'm not. I love the Colts. They're my boys. And I was just talking to my son this morning, and my son and daughter-in-law, they have their game face on, and they're out in North Carolina. He's in the Marines. Thank you for your service, Zach. And we're going to try to have him on the show Saturday morning. But he's a diehard Colts fan, too. He's got his game face on. We're just a little bit disappointed as fans. As fans go, I know he's got his baby class today. I'm excited that my brand new granddaughter is on her way, and she'll be here in March, and my first grandchild, so I'm very, very excited about that. We're going to break her into sports between me and my son, and I'm sure that she will grow up to be one big sports fan. So anyway, so what I'm trying to say is, what is going on with Peyton Manning? Why does he keep getting picked off? We know he's not sitting alongside the sideline and picking his nose. We know that's not happening. And I guess there's probably a lot of factors that are contributing to that. I mean, Manning has thrown 24 touchdowns through 12 games this season, an average of two a game. But last year he took his team to the Super Bowl and averaged two touchdowns a game. So I guess the way to look at it is, we're on pace. Let's breathe. Let's relax. But we have got to get the Colts back to winning ball games. And I'd love to hear your comments on how that can be done. And you know, it's real easy for us to be sideline coaches, and we're not in the team meetings. I understand that, but you know, Different things have just happened. I mean, we've had injuries. We've had Peyton getting picked off, and You know, who would have thought in overtime with the Dallas Cowboys that we couldn't pull it off? But, you know, so I guess it's just something we've got to deal with. We knew that we wouldn't always be the dynasty that we have been, right? But I would like to hear your thoughts on the matter. Of course, the Titans are a strong team, and you know, here's the thing: they've always played us tough, and so you know, we'll see what happens there tonight down in Tennessee. And I don't know really what the Titans' strategy is. But I could tell you one strategy that they do have, and that's quite simply to keep Peyton Manning on the sidelines so that he doesn't get to sing his favorite song.
I got my game on.
That's right. When Peyton Manning's got his game on, look out, boys and girls, because he does know how to put a game together, and he does know how to put some wins in the win column. You know, so I guess really he's like we said, you know, he had four interceptions on Sunday, and I'm not going to sit here and bash Peyton Manning all day. I know that he's beating himself up as much as everything else, and the Titans have got to put a game together. And And I tell you what, they've been doing a good job of being able to stop the run. And, you know, I guess that what we've got to do is we've just got to quite simply go out there, slow down. There's still time. There's still time in the season to get into the playoffs. Quite frankly, I think Jacksonville is really putting a damper on the AFC, and we're probably going to have to go past them and the Chargers again to get to the Super Bowl. Is that a reality? Is the Super Bowl a reality? Or maybe do we have our bar set too high for the Indianapolis Colts? Maybe we have our expectations set too high. Maybe we've just come to assume the fact. Maybe we take them for granted. But I think that tonight the Colts will rally. I think everything will be okay, guys. I think the Colts will beat the Titans. I think that they'll have you know, like 10 days off to do to get their game back together, and we'll see what happens there. So you know, here's the thing. Any given Sunday, any given team can beat each other. But when you get to this time of year, every play counts. Every win counts. And, you know, if we get to a situation this week where we cannot pull a couple wins together, we're going to be in tough situations here. And I tell you what, just looking at if the season ended today, I mean, what kind of a situation would the Indianapolis Colts be in? We would be in a situation where I don't even know that we would be in a wild card, because I think there would be Baltimore, Kansas City, the Jets, Jacksonville would all be there. Of course, New England. Right now, I don't know. You know, if I was to pick a Super Bowl right now, I honestly would tell you I would not put it past to see the Steelers come back again with the Chicago Bears. Hey, that's just my thought on what I think if the season ended today, where teams would be. But fortunately, the season doesn't end today. This is the wrap up. My name's Tom, doing the solo action today with you. We do this every day. We just kind of wrap up the last 24 hours in sports, and we just kind of talk about what's going on. You can find us all over the web. You can find us on Twitter, T-Balance. You can email us, tmalice@ymail.com. You can also find us online now on our very own modified website. That's right, boys and girls. We have a website, The Balance online.com. So how about that?
My master made me this collar. so that I may talk, squirrel.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are going to have to join us on Saturday, because I tell you what, we had the squirrel might just very well become the balance mascot. So you guys are going to have to stand by on that. So we're having a lot of fun here at the balance. We have grown in leaps and bounds over the last few months, and we appreciate you, our listeners, very much, more than we can ever say. It's because of you that we've just been able to launch this show. And one of our new forms of media is our Ustream audience. We stream the show on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock live on Ustream. We're on, of course, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes. So really, there is no reason why you cannot catch us. And of course, we're right here on Blog Talk Radio every day doing the wrap up. And the times fluctuate because Kevin and I haven't quite got to the ESPN salaries, but we'll see what we can do about that. Guys, my name's Tom, and I have a lot of fun. And I tell you what, not a lot of guys get to sit here and just talk all over the nation about sports. And not get paid for it. But no, we enjoy it. We have a lot of fun doing this. This is a lot of fun. We do have some sponsorship opportunities available. And we'll get your ad on all of our forms of media and on a banner on our website and just a lot of fun things. So call Marquee Solutions on that today, 317-903-8063, Marquee Solutions. And they'll hook you right up with some advertising here on The Balance. So if you're a business owner or handle marketing and you really are want to be on the cutting edge, well, here you are. This is a good opportunity for you. It's not going to cost you a ton of money. It's going to guarantee it's going to fit within your budget. And we'll get you on all of our shows, the 15-minute wrap-up, Indiana Close-Up, The Balance, of course, on iTunes, and we'll get you on our website. So we got a whole package that Marquee Solutions has put together for us, and we appreciate them and everything that they do to get the word out there and to keep everything running smoothly in our social media and so forth. I just want to tell you that tonight the Colts and the Titans are doing battle. So what do you guys think about that? Send us your post there on Facebook. Send us your Twitter. And let us know what your thoughts are and what you're thinking. The game starts at 8:20, so you can check that out. I believe that it's going to be on the NFL Network, so you should be able to catch that pretty easily. And most cable networks run the NFL. You know, so I would tell you that we have a good opportunity to win this game. We got to go there. We got to put our game face on, as my son said today. Calls me at 7 o'clock this morning and said, "Dad, you got your game face on?" I always got my game face on. I wake up with my game face, although my game face is not as beautiful as my daughter-in-law and my wife's game face. They're a lot better looking than mine and my son's. But, hey, we got our game face on. We're ready to go. We're ready to do battle against the Titans. The physical Titans always play the Colts tough, even when there's very little bit to play for. So the Titans got something to prove. We got something to prove. I tell you what, Wayne is probably going to get into it, into the game. And let's just hope that Peyton Manning doesn't throw for another four picks. Peyton, don't let us down. Man up on us. You know we still love you, but hey, here at The Balance, sometimes we just got to give you a little tough love. We're not bashing on you. Guys, I'm out of here. Thanks for stopping by today. It's been a lot of fun. I will see you guys on the wrap-up and on Saturday on The Balance.